From the WFIT studios in Melbourne, I'm Michelle Walker. Along the first half of the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition, fair and mild weather prevailed, but a recent bout of strong winds and rainstorms made a presence as the expedition passed a halfway point on the 1,000-mile trek. Steve Newborn of WUSF has this and more.
It's the night before the expedition has to travel 17 miles, hiking and then kayaking across Lake Kissimmee. But a front that spawned tornadoes in the Midwest is expected to arrive by the morning.
I mean, 30-mile-an-hour wind would be pretty nasty, but we could still do it.
What you'll have to do is point into the wind to the edge of this and then come down the south of the wave.
Expedition members Carlton Ward Jr. and Mallory Likes Dimmitt stay up late in the hunting lodge at the Adams Ranch in Osceola County. They're busy fingering their iPhones, looking at satellite maps, and keeping an eye on the forecast.
There's a marsh line along the eastern boundary where we could route south down into the Kissimmee River and stay pretty protected. Well, either way, we need to get in our boats somewhere around here and figure that out.
Okay.
The group is greeted at daybreak with a driving rainstorm.
Come on.
It's 7 a.m. the next morning. Expedition member Joe Guthrie is frying bacon and eggs, a rare hot meal.
Ready to get this stuff cooked. Get out of here.
We pack our gear and head out for a 9-mile walk straight into blustery headwinds. And that's before kayaking several more miles to reach Brahma Island in the middle of Lake Kissimmee.
I'm standing at a cow gate on the Adams Ranch, and they picked a really blustery day to do this. A cold front just came through. The clouds are black and swirling, and the breeze, as you probably can hear, is whipping through the trees. I don't know how they do it. These guys are walking the entire length of Florida, and my feet are hurting after 2 miles. So that just kind of shows you the stamina that is really needed to make this entire journey.
Back in the kitchen at the hunting lodge, I talk with Mike Adams. He's the third-generation president of Adams Ranch, 54,000 acres and 9,000 cows spread throughout Central Florida.
We just have a little bit of everything, from deer to, you know, a really abundant supply of eagles, ospreys, and bobcats, coyotes, hogs.
For this Wildlife Corridor mission to work, ranch owners like Adams will need to be involved. Conservation easements allow ranchers to keep working the land by paying them not to allow any further development. Expedition members say there's no better stewards of the land than the people who make their living from it. Adams agrees.
In the cattle business, we feel like we're a good fit with the wildlife. It's something that we were raised with and we have a great respect for. And we feel like this is an important project to see go forward because essentially all our coastlines on either side have been built out and those corridors are gone. They will not return.
Adams admires what the expedition is trying to do, battling fatigue, alligators, and the elements. He says they've opened the eyes of a lot of people like his. I'm Steve Newborn in Osceola County.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company. For more on the Florida Wildlife Corridor, visit WFIT.org.